So to begin with, establishing your meditation posture. Positioning your body so you'll be as comfortable as possible, yet relaxed and alert for the next 10 minutes. Allowing your body to settle down towards the chair, the bed, or the floor. And allowing gravity to support your whole body. Allowing your awareness to rest inside the movements and sensations of the breath and the whole body. Feeling the breath in the front, the back, and the sides of the body. The inside of the body and the surface of the body. And allowing the breath to be saturated with kindliness and tenderness towards yourself. Can you allow all the unpleasant and pleasant aspects of your experience in each moment to arise and pass away within a broad and open field of awareness? Neither pushing away the unpleasant, nor clinging onto the pleasant, but resting back within a broad, stable, kindly field of awareness that contains everything with a quality of fluidity and receptivity. And now, bringing to mind a friend, someone for whom you have existing feelings of liking or friendliness. Choose someone quickly as a representative of all the people you like in your life. Imagine inviting them into your field of awareness, either as an image, a feeling, or any other imaginative way that works for you. Staying grounded in your own experience, expanding your awareness to include your friend, and sitting quietly with them in your imagination, gently breathing together. And reflecting on all that you share with your friend. Although you look different and the details of your lives are different, you're both breathing in and out in exactly the same way. And beneath relatively superficial differences, you're so alike. Your friend will have unpleasant experiences they tend to resist and push away or get overwhelmed by, and pleasant experiences they tend to cling on to in pretty much the same way that you do. So seeing if you can imaginatively reach over the sense of difference and separation that we usually feel towards others, and focus instead on a sense of common humanity with your friend. And now including a sense of kindliness in the breath towards your friend. On the in-breath, breathing in as strong a sense of connection with your friend as you can manage. And on the out-breath, breathing out kindliness and well-wishing towards your friend. Everything that you wish for yourself, compassion, contentment, fulfillment, perhaps, you can now wish for your friend. Imagine them being bathed in these qualities with each out-breath. And now broadening your awareness still further to include other people. Expanding your awareness so it radiates out from your center in your body to include yourself, your friend, and bringing to mind other people in your vicinity. Maybe there are other people in the house with you or in the neighborhood. Bringing these people to life in your imagination. Each one of them is a living, breathing human being, just like oneself. Everything that you experience in your own life, they experience in their lives in their own way. They're breathing in and out every moment, just like you. They have unpleasant experiences they tend to dislike and push away or get overwhelmed by, just like oneself. And pleasant experiences, enjoyable experiences, that they can delight in, but so often crush with a tight fist of clinging, just like oneself. So just resting for a few moments with a sense of commonality with all these other people. Now broadening out your awareness still more to include more and more people and seeing if you can expand the quality of self-awareness that you've developed as a touchstone for empathy with humanity. Instead of feeling isolated by your experience, can you empathize with other human beings as you realize how alike we all are deep down? To the extent that we know ourselves honestly and authentically, we know humanity. To the extent we acknowledge our own suffering, we know what it's like for others to suffer. To the extent that we know our own openness of heart, joy, and happiness, we know what it's like for others to have joy and happiness, and we can delight in this. And now including kindliness and well-wishing with the breath as we spend this time reflecting on all that we share with others. On the in-breath, breathing in empathy for all humanity. And on the out-breath, breathing out kindliness and well-wishing towards all humanity. Instead of focusing on difference, we focus on commonality. Instead of focusing on isolation, we focus on connectedness. Breathing in a sense of interest and connection with humanity, and breathing out kindliness and well-wishing towards all humanity. And allowing our breath of well-wishing to flow equally towards everybody without preference. People we like, people we don't like, people we know, people we don't know, people who are awake, people who are asleep, people who are nearby, people who are far away, people living in peaceful places and people living in war zones. They're all human beings. We're all so similar. None of us likes to suffer, and we all want to be happy. So resting back within a broad and open field of awareness, remaining centered and grounded in your own experience, and expanding your awareness on and on to include all life everywhere. Resting inside the movements and sensations of the breath in your own body and having a sense of the whole world breathing, expanding and subsiding, expanding and subsiding. A ceaseless, gentle movement and flow, allowing the whole world to be bathed and saturated in a kindly, loving breath. Now very gently beginning to bring the meditation to a close, maintaining a sense of openness towards oneself and towards others, with a sense of softness in the body and the breath. Gently opening your eyes and moving the body, and seeing if you can take this quality of connectedness with common humanity with you as you re-engage with the activities of your day. Taking time as you make the transition from the meditation space to your daily life.